Okay, boys, it's tied off now. One, two, three. One, two, three.
Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows my sorrow.
My God, is that as heavy as it looks?
Huh?
Well, is it?
Grace, now I got a 2-ton air conditioner hanging here, putting anybody who walks by in danger. Well, that's lunch.
Hey, Mac.
Hey, Dan. Oh, Dan. Huh. Chief prosecutor's been looking for you.
Oh, yeah? What does Thumble Stillskin want with me now?
What did you call me, Fielding?
Oh, why, a humble citizen, of course.
I have something I want you to do.
Anything, no matter how small.
Good, because this is the most menial, degrading task I could find. My niece is visiting from Indiana, and I want you to show her around tonight.
So normally I'd be enchanted, but I...
Oh, too bad, Dan. Looks like you get to play tour guide.
Yeah, to the little girl who lived in the shoe.
Say hello to my niece, Kitty.
What's the matter, Dan? Kitty got your tongue?
To call it Danger Central.
Oh, Fielding!
Sire?
Just so you know, if you so much as lay a finger on her, I'll have you practicing poop law in doggy court. What are you looking at?
Just making sure your niece has a good seat, sir.
Drives you crazy, doesn't it? So near, yet so far.
Wait a minute, is that what you're up to? You're gonna taunt me, torture me, drive me crazy?
Call it a hobby. Remember, one touch, and I'm cutting you off at the knees.
Yeah, I'd still be taller than you, you know.
Mr. Fielding, can I ask you a question?
Certainly, young lady, anything.
Did you know I'm double jointed?
Really?
Wanna see?
Yes. No, yes, no! I can't! Now, look. If anything should happen between you and I, your Uncle Vincent's gonna find out, then I'm gonna lose something that's very important to me.
Your job?
If I'm lucky. Now, why don't you just sit down and watch the big trials, okay?
I'd rather sit on your lap and suck out your fillings.
Mr. Prosecutor!
Yes, sir. Just a moment. Just discussing dental hygiene. Please stop teasing me.
Oh, was I a bad kitty? I should be disciplined.
Oh, Margaret Thatcher, Mama Cass. Ernest Borgnine.
Looking for this?
Yes.
I was keeping it warm for you. Wanna know how?
Please, no.
Next case, sir. Fighting in public.
Well, I'll be hog-tied. It's the Red Ranger.
Who is this guy?
Who is he? He's a two-fisted hero of a Saturday matinee.
The defender of truth.
The greatest lawman to ever strap on a shooting iron?
I can't believe I'm meeting the real Red Ranger.
Well, hey, howdy, buckaroos.
Hey, howdy, Ranger.
He's not the Red Ranger anymore. His name's Jeff Prescott. Now he's just a pathetic old geezer.
Who the hell are you?
Oh, there, young bison.
I'm sorry.
Who the heck are you?
Oh. The name's Bill Oxley, and my studio owns the character rights to the Red Ranger. This washed-up relic just tried to start a boycott at the premiere of the new Red Ranger movie.
Your Honor, the defendant's charged under Criminal Code 24002, and did you know I'm not wearing a bra?
Let the record show that Mr. Fielding professes not to be a cross-dresser.
Your Honor, apparently the scuffle started when Mr. Oxley tried to take off his mask.
I almost did, too. Till he put that excruciating, vice-like hold on me.
The Red Ranger secret gelding grip.
It's a manly way to seize a foe.
Oh, yeah, and a real icebreaker at parties.
This court order bars him from appearing in public as the Red Ranger. And he's breaking the law.
Judge, I haven't taken this mask off in 42 years. They can't make me now, can they?
This appears to be in order.
That new Red Ranger of theirs is sick. He shoots people in the face. He curses and he sleeps with women. On my shows, I never got the woman. I was happy with a horse for 25 years.
That explains the mask.
Judge, he's mocking everything that's good and decent. Now, for the sake of all the little deputy rangers whose faces light up when I visit the hospitals and the orphanages, can't you let me keep the mask?
Well, I'd like to.
You'd have my gratitude, which runs as deep as granite and as wide as the Montana sky.
I knew you were gonna say that. Okay, tell you what I can do. Deputy Ranger Harry T. Stone will take a look at this thing. 1 hour recess.
You know, when I was a little girl, I used to have the biggest crush on you.
Really, ma'am?
Yeah, I did. You know, when you used to kiss your horse at the end of every show? I used to dream that that was me.
Oh, that's sweet. Sugar cube?
Dan, please.
No, and nothing will change my mind.
Not even these pictures I took in the photo booth in the lobby.
Oh, my God. How did you get the stool that high?
Dan.
No, I can't. I'll die.
I understand. You need some time to think it over. Think about shot number 3.
Of your sidekick, Frisky Jim.
Jumped off a balcony onto his horse, took a saddle horn right on the noggin.
Oh, my goodness, was he hurt?
Well, he slowed down a mite after the neurosurgery. In the later episodes, we just sort of hitched horses to him. Oh, now don't take it too hard, little buckaroos. Tell you what, why don't we all recite the Red Ranger Oath together?
Wow, could we?
Frankly, I don't think this is the time.
A deputy ranger says please and thank you, passes the butter without being asked, and does a good deed every day.
They wonder where the bright new pips are coming from.
If you're finished with your little fandango, I'd like my mask, please, now.
Judge.
Ranger, I'm sorry. We checked for a precedent. We did everything we could, but it looks like you're...
chin deep in meadow muffins?
I'm sorry. Vaya con queso, mi compadre.
Well, there's no way I'm gonna let the youngster see me disobey the law. But, do I have to take the mask off here? In front of the kiddies?
Of course not. Bull?
This way, Red Ranger. I'll take you to the men's room where you can expose yourself in private.
Harry, can I borrow your iron? My pants are soaked.
Well, now, don't you fret, little partner. You'll outgrow that.
What happened to you, Dan? Did a pipe burst?
Damn near.
Sir, the Red Ranger gave me the slip!
He gave you the slip in 5 seconds?
No, it took me 3 to find my way back here.
Which way did he go?
I was afraid you'd ask me that.
All right, everybody, don't panic. Just continue eating in an orderly fashion.
What the hell's going on here?
If I can't wear my mask, I'm going to ride off into that last sunset and take the Red Ranger with me.
No, no, you can't do that. Well, what about your fans? What are they going to say?
So long, chemo slabby.
Now, Red Ranger, listen to me.
Not one step closer, Judge. One swipe of this Texas toothpick and you'll be ankle deep in Red Ranger juice.
Why are you doing this?
To beat Oxley and his gang at their own game. Don't you see, the bad publicity of my demise is gonna stick to them varmints like flies on flicker. Yeah. Nobody will ever look at that new Red Ranger without getting sick at the memory of my hideous and gruesome death.
Wow, what a great idea!
Please, Red Ranger, I don't want to see you go. Not like this.
Well, at least I'll die with my boots on. That is, unless the impact of this thing makes them squirt off my legs.
Wait, can't you do something, Judge? He's gonna ruin the movie.
Okay, Red Ranger, forget Oxley, forget your mask. Think about your fans, the kids. What are they gonna think when they find out that their hero turned himself into Splat Masterson?
The kids will understand. I'm doing it for them. Well, adios, muchachos.
No, wait. Give me a minute.
Why?
Well, cause I'm gonna... I'm calling a tenderfoot timeout.
Oh, well, all right. Be quick about it, though.
I forget. What's a tenderfoot timeout?
Well, now, they didn't have rest stops in the Old West, you see. So a ranger can't deny the request of another ranger to kind of pull off the trail and say howdy to a cactus.
Ouch. Boy, it takes a real man to do that.
Yeah, that's me, Dan the Iron Man.
Danny, why don't you let me straighten your pleats?
Listen, please, why don't you just stay away from me?
Oh, I don't know why you're fighting it. I mean, I'm a woman and you're a man.
Yeah, and I would like to keep it that way.
Martinize me, Dan.
Judge Stone, Heal me!
Sniper, sir! Get down, he might fire again! No, he's gone. The view is clear. Yes, you're safe now, Kitty. I've saved your life. And oh, what a close call it was. But don't thank me. My job is done. You'll just embarrass me. I'll go. Bye.
Oh, Dan! So many bones. So little time.
Vinny, thank goodness. Come on with me.
Stone, what's this all about?
I'll explain it while you're getting undressed.
Break him, honey! Break him.
My 19th favorite show.
was the one where you and Prospector Bob dressed up like dancehall girls to foil the crooked gamblers.
Yeah, your Red Ranger always kept a close eye on Prospector Bob after that episode.
Hey, Red Ranger, there's someone here I think you should meet.
What are you up to, sir?
Okay, you can come in now, little boy.
Hey, it's Vinny the Kid.
So you said your fans would understand, huh? Well, I found this little cowpoke out there, and he has something to say to you.
Well, Red Ranger, hey, howdy, little buckaroo. My, you're a big boy, aren't you?
For God's sake, Stone.
Come on, Vinny, there's a man's life at stake. Say something to him.
And are you a good little ranger?
Yes, I'm a good little ranger.
Oh, I don't know about that, Sonny. That face looks a mite dirty.
It's called 5 o'clock shadow. Very funny ranger joke, Vinny. But didn't you have something else to say to the Red Ranger?
Don't kill yourself, because all little boys and girls like me would be disappointed in you. Goodbye.
Wait a minute, Sonny. What's this here? Well, I'll be bushwhacked. You've been smoking, haven't you?
What's it to you? Hey, those are $10 Havanas!
Yeah. You're gonna thank me for this, little doggy.
Okay, I've had it. Look, you loony old buzzard. I'm not a doggy, and I'm not a boy. And I'm not gonna take any more of this. And if you want to squash yourself, fine. I can't wait to watch him scrape your brains off the floor with a penknife.
Well, I guess that pretty much blows Vinny's Nobel Peace Prize, huh?
You tried to hornswoggle me, didn't you? Have you forgotten Ranger Rule number 6? No speaking with a forked tongue.
Yeah, well, it happens to be superseded by Harry Stone's Rule number 1. Only a yellow belly tries to do himself in when the going gets tough.
You can't use that tone with me.
Why not?
I'm the Red Ranger.
No, you're not the Red Ranger. You are Jeff Prescott, an actor who plays the part of the Red Ranger. Don't you see what's happening? You're getting yourself confused with the character you play. It wasn't a mask that inspired kids to grow up and know right from wrong. It was you. You taught us all to be faithful and loyal and caring and to try to make the world a better place. And for that, you should be proud. But you should also feel responsible, especially to the kids. They still need someone to look up to. They don't need the Red Ranger. They need the man behind the mask.
He always this long-winded.
Well, thank you, fellow deputies.
I don't know. Maybe I am living 30 years in the past. I violated the most sacred ranger rule of all.
You married a buffalo?
The most sacred rule is to always think of the other feller first. Now, I've just been thinking of myself instead of the little kiddies. Think maybe it is time I took this mask off.
Don't bother. I just got off the phone with the theater. We're pulling the plug. The movie bombed.
Oh, ain't that a shame.
They actually burned the screen.
What about your new Red Ranger?
He resigned on the way to the hospital.
The hospital?
Yeah, they juju beat him.
You must be thrilled.
Oh, no, my domed friend. A ranger never rejoices in the misfortune of others. Oh, well, maybe just once.
Congratulations. Ah! He's got a gun!
Freeze, Fielding!
Oh, please, I'm too cute to die.
Get up!
up. You can grovel later. Kitty wanted to say goodbye.
Oh, going back to Indiana, ma'am?
Yes, right after we go shopping.
All this time in New York and not a thing to wear.
Hey, Art, we're taking the Red Ranger over to the malt shop. Want to join us for a sarsaparilla?
No can do, sir. I'm still checking for that water leak. I just fired off the generator. I'm putting 680 pounds of compressed air into all the fire hoses.
Got a cigarette?